It's been 20 years since Jane Harrison's play about five members of the Stolen Generations was first staged. But Stolen is still as relevant today as it was in 1998. For choreographer-turned-director Vicky Van Hoot, taking this play on, first in 2016 and again today, was something of a rite of passage. Vicky spoke to Away's Rudy Bremer ahead of her New South Wales tour. She began by explaining how one of the actors in the play, Henrietta Baird, has also been one of her key collaborators.
It's funny because we only say, you know, in the teens, but it's nearly closer to 20 years. It's closer to 20 years that I've known Etta. And so Etta came to, you know, I knew Etta before she studied at NASA, and she's really like my right-hand woman. She's the person that holds the continuity together, but she's also the person I bounce a lot of ideas off. So she's really been a key collaborator with me, and I've been so proud of her because last year she toured to Canada with her own full-length work titled The Weekend. And it's a one-woman show, and so hopefully that'll be mounted. So it got legs at through Sydney Festival. So she's really come into her own, and I'm so, like, she passed up a job so that she could come and do this with me again. So it's, I don't know, it feels like coming home. You know, Etta is, you know, yeah, it's, we've had a long working association, and so it's kind of like we finish each other's sentences. She knows where I'm going, and I'm always really appreciative of her input.
It's kind of nice that it does feel like coming home and you're working with people that you've got this long association with, because it is an intense play. Stolen is a very emotionally fraught piece to work through.
Yeah, and it's still very relevant. It's still really relevant. I mean, we still hear in the headlines, you know, about kids going into care, and you know who they're being placed with, and how the situation about how they're going into care. You know, these are Aboriginal children, but I'm also aware, because you know the play's been around for 20 years. I think this year it's 20 years,
yeah.
And so I think that's why, you know, the company National Theatre of Parramatta have decided to remount it. You know, I've taken a lot of poetic license because I think we are. After 20 years, you know, people know what the issue is, you know, and so I want people to still be a little bit, I want people to gain a different entry point so that there's another perspective, so that they can go, wow, I didn't think of it like that. Or to maybe, while they're being distracted by one element, it just gives them a longer time to kind of chew over it and meditate over it. Whereas, you know, if we just throw it in their faces, if you just see the institution and you see this in your face, I just think we can become almost immune to it.
I mean, your work always has dramatic elements to it, and it is always quite theatrical anyway, but at your core, you're a dancer, and so are your cast members. Do you think that that's something that's necessary to that sort of reshaping and giving people a different way of viewing Stolen?
I'm playing to type here. What I always do is I try to create an environment that the actors inhabit. So I'm part set designer, although Imogen Ross, as original set designer on this, Imogen Ross far superseded my imagination for what, you know, I wanted on stage, because normally I'm the person that sits in a room for 12 hours, you know, gluing cards on large mats, or, you know, weaving baskets out of straws that are going to be long, you know, the tall grasses of the Northern Territory. But I like this holistic approach, and I also what I love about Aboriginal storytelling is that there's a certain pace, and there is an inherent musicality. You know, when we've had an opportunity to go to other communities and watch dance ceremonies, that dance doesn't occur by itself. There is storytelling, and that there is singing, and that there's this, you know, and that there's haggling, and that there's so much more that's going on. And so I wanted to bring this You know, I wanted to recreate those experiences on stage, that you're not just looking at a play, that in kind of effect, you're looking at a well-rounded kind of ceremony where you seamlessly go from the song and the dance to the storytelling. So it is, I think for myself, it's all of the things that I've been taught, that I've been so honoured and lucky to be exposed to while I was a student at NASDAR, you know, going to different communities and seeing how they express themselves and carrying on that tradition in a contemporary context. That's really, you know, opening the door for contemporary Indigenous expression, so that we don't have to play by the rules. Jane Harrison had said, you know, and I say this a lot because I'm so chuffed. She said, I have seen this work done by 200 school kids. I have seen this work done in Japanese. I have seen this work done with puppets. But this would have to be the Triple J, like a version of Stolen. And she came to see it twice and she said, well, my kids liked it, so I thought I'd give it a second go. Oh, my God. And then I was really nervous. I was like, what? She had to give it a second go? You know, kill me now. But then she came and she saw it. She was like, no, I get where you're coming from. And what was really interesting, myself and the assistant to me, B. Cruz, we used to sit behind, like when the predominantly kids, when they used to come out, because it's compulsory text, I think, for drama.
Yeah, in New South Wales and Victoria, I think it's very much on the curriculum.
Mm. Yeah, so we used to sit, we used to listen to the people coming out, and sometimes it was really controversial. That was nothing like the book. No, what was it with the tree? I don't understand the tree. Like, we used to hear a lot of different things, and it was just really interesting, you know, that they were invested. I thought that was really good as well. So because there were small points of departure. You know, I thought they were small points of departure from the text, or from, you know, some of the rendering of the text. To hear the investment of the students was really interesting, yeah. And to hear, and so we would get a lot of feedback, actually. So that was, yeah, I was chuffed about that. I just think, you know, it better to have somebody, you know, say something or be up in arms than to sit there and yawn and, you know, be chucking things and texting and emailing.
So the like a version of Stolen, the implication is that it's for a new generation of the Stolen audience, which makes sense given that we're 20 years on from the original staging. Was that a consideration when you were developing?
Well, the funniest thing is I'd not seen any original staging of it. So I think that was actually a bonus for me, because if I had, then maybe it would have been harder to do what I had set out to do. And actually my naivety, because I'm used to being a one-woman band and just, you know, I will make the set, I will choreograph, I will write the text, I will do everything. And so I think I am usually bound by my own limitations or bound by my own imagination. So it was really good that I was given an opportunity and I didn't see it. And so my naivety, in a way, sometimes restriction, and it's hard to explain, sometimes restriction actually leads to greater discovery and greater opportunities. You know, you're not spoiled for choice, and you don't know that you're breaking rules. You know what I mean?
I had actually wondered whether you'd seen any of the others, but we know that now.
Yeah, no, and I think I saw Wesley Enoch, who was the original director of the first mounting of Stolen, and I had said to him, oh, it must be a rite of passage. I said, I feel honoured, you know, but I do feel honoured. I think it is a vehicle. It does feel like a rite of passage. It does feel like, you know, I cut my teeth on something. I don't know what it must have felt like for him to see it, because it was one of the bigger things that he cut his teeth on, that I think, you know, I think it is his baby as well. So it would have been equally maybe a challenge for him. I just have a really great team. There is, you know, and Phil Downing came in and because we had a little mishap with the sound, the last version of the sound wasn't recorded. He came in and he he redid the whole sound. So he came in and he's gone off to Broome to work with Marageku. And so he has diligently, he is very fastidious. He's lent a really unique sound to the score, for which we have, you know, we have at one scene, well, for all of the scenes featuring the rain, we play the rain with a typewriter. His wife collects a lot of stage props and a lot of costumes, and she had this old bright orange typewriter, and so that is the sound that accompanies it. So he's got a very, he's willing to go to those places with me on the sound. It just is a really, it's a really great team, and I'm really grateful to National Theatre of Parramatta, you know, to you know, enable this to go on tour.
Vicky Van Hoot speaking with a former choreography student of hers at NASDA Dance College, Away's Rudy Bremer. And if you want to catch the Like a Virgin version of Stolen, it kicks off at the Riverside Theatre in Parramatta on Tuesday the 29th of May, followed by stops in Orange, Griffith, Cessnock, Tamworth, Byron Bay, and then again in Sydney.